week. No one went out, so Fleur de Vert was frankly a bit rubbish. But, oh, you've been out this weekend and you've met some right randoms, haven't you? Right, imagine this man having your actual phone number. Imagine this man leaving a message on your phone. Introducing Donkey Man.
Hey up, it's Donkey Man here. Call me back.
Now, see, I've got a problem with Donkey Man, because if you're calling yourself Donkey Man, at least have a decent donkey impression. Do you know what I mean? That wasn't very good, was it? Okay, I've got an actual donkey here to compare it to. And you see, that's the kind of impression you need. Why is he called Donkey Man if he can't do a donkey noise? Here's Donkey Man. Here's a real donkey. Nothing like it at all. Rubbish. Now, here's a nice lady. Now, she's waiting for something. What could it be? Any ideas? Let me know.
Hello. We're waiting. Hurry the hell up. Can't wait much longer. Come on. Please.
Now, they've got a bit of desperation in their voice there, which means... Well, I thought she might have been outside the cubicle, you know, when people take ages in the loo. But then, I got this next message. Now, I think they're waiting for some kind of boy to come round. Oh, and also, check out the accent. I think someone's trying to put on a sexy voice.
Yeah, we are waiting. Yeah, we are saving our best bikini for you. Hurry, darling. Yeah.
I don't think that was their real accent. But let me know, I mean, does that do it for you at all?
Yeah, we are waiting. Yeah, we are saving our best bikini for you. Hurry, darling. Yeah.
I don't think it's a real voice. Right, can we stop the pervy saxophone music now, please? It's making me feel a bit sick. Now, what do they say the best way to cop off with somebody is? That's right. They always say a good sense of humour, don't they? And this girl has got a massive GSOH. Check her out.
Hiya, Darren. It's Tanya. Great to meet you the other night. Just calling to ask, did you have a mirror in your pants? Because I could totally see myself in them.
Yay. Brilliant. She's got all the jokes, folks. And she carries on.
Let me know if you have any raisins. If not, how about a date? Give me a call. Catch you later.
Brilliant. Well done, love. Let's just hear those jokes in full again.
Hiya, Darren. It's Tanya. Great to meet you the other night. Just calling to ask, did you have a mirror in your pants? Because I could totally see myself in them. Let me know if you have any raisins. If not, how about a date? Give me a call. Catch you later.
And finally, my favourite on Flirt Divert this week, who could resist an offer like this?
Remember Saturday night, we couldn't actually find anywhere to, like, get together. I've just got my camper van back from being serviced. So, if you want me to pick you up, I can service you as well. It's just been serviced, it's all fresh, it's clean, and it's looking good, just like you were Saturday. So, give me a call back. Bye for now.
Don't know about you, but I mean, if you hadn't been given Flirt Divert, I'd be straight back on the phone with that camper van offer.
I've just got my camper van back from being serviced. So, I can service you as well.
This is Radio 1. Fee people, thanks very much. I do like your feedback on Flirt Divert. Fee people saying that Donkey Man probably got his nickname not because of his rubbish donkey kind of impression, which sounds nothing like a donkey, which just sounds like this. They're saying that he might be called it for another reason. Yeah, thank you very much for all of those. And also all the people that think the campervan man sounded a little bit like Chappers.
Remember Saturday night, we couldn't actually find anywhere to, like, get it together. I've just got my camper van back from being serviced. So, if you want me to pick you up, I can service you as well.
Maybe that's what they're going around the country with. Sport Relief Challenge in the camper van.